This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're learning Daf Lamed Daled. We're continuing our Ion Shirim on Masechta Ksubos. And the Gemara said as follows. Rabbah said, really, the person himself shechted it. If the person himself shechted it, then why do you still pay? So the Gemara says the reason why you pay is because paying is a kenas. And since paying is a kenas, Rav Meir holds even meis umeshalim by kenas. And then the Gemara said Rabba's going according to his own reasoning. Rabba holds that if you had a kid, that a goat that was already stolen, and then you shechted it on Shabbos, then you're chayev. Because the chiyav geneva was already chal. The only thing that's chal now is a chiyav dalad vehei. Dalad vehei could be chal simultaneously with Shabbos. Ma shein kain, if you steal and you shecht on Shabbos, you're pater. Why? Because there, the chi of mamain comes simultaneously with Shabbos, so you're pater on the geneva. So even though technically you'd be chayiv for the dalad vehe part, but you can't have dalad vehe without being chayiv the keren. The Gemara brought a similar scenario with shechting in a machteres, that if you stole it before, then you're chayiv dalad vehe, because the chi of geneva was already chal. Ma she'en kain, where you steal in the machteres and shecht, then you're pater, because im ein geneva, ein tvicha ve'ein mechira. So now today we have an amazing sugya. It's a short sugya, an amazing kasha, the Rashba. The Gemara is being mechalek between where you stole before Shabbos and when you stole on Shabbos. If you steal before Shabbos, the chi of geneva is chal. And then dalet vehei, you could be chayiv for even if you shecht on Shabbos, because it's a kenas, and meis u'mishalim kenas. Ma'ashein kein, if you steal and shecht on Shabbos, you're pater not only on the stealing, but on the geneva, but on the tvicha u'mechira as well. Because since you're pater on the keren, you're pater on the tvicha u'mechira. Now, listen to this. Comes the Rashba, and the Rashba says the Gemara seems to have said a unnecessary detail. Why do we differentiate between where you stole before Shabbos and shechted on Shabbos where you chayiv? Where if you stole on Shabbos and shechted on Shabbos, you're pater. Why did the Gemara have to say you stole on Shabbos and shechted on Shabbos? Even if you stole on Shabbos and shechted on Sunday, you'd also be pater, because since you're pater on the keren, you're pater on the dalet vehei. Why does it have to say steal? Why does it have to give a case stealing and shechting on Shabbos, stealing and shechting in the machteres? You could be, you stole it on Shabbos and shechted it after, you'll be pater. So because since you're pater on machtera, on the, since you're pater on the stealing, you're pater on the dalet vehei. Or if you stole in machteres and shechted it outside the machteres, you'll also be pater. Look in the Raja. The Raja says, "V'ha dinak ad haya gedi ganav loy v'tavchay b'Shabbos." I'm sorry. Look over here. Ela sha'adayin kashali d'imkein may shna tavchay b'Shabbos. Why does it have to be where you shechted on Shabbos? Afilu tavchay b'chayl nami. Even if you shechted it during the week also, sharei pater mikefel, it should say you're pater from the keren. Dibe iser Shabbos balai, it came to you on it with an iser Shabbos. V'mein geneva, ein tvicha v'ein mechira. There's no geneva, there's no shechting, and there's no selling. You hear the kasha? Why does it have to be you shechted it on Shabbos? Shechting it on Shabbos is irrelevant, is not a important detail. It should just say you shechted, you stole it on Shabbos, and you shechted it any time. Why does it have to be you shechted it on Shabbos? That's the kasha of the Rashba. Comes the Ritva, and the Ritva says an amazing answer. The Ritva asks the Rashba's kasha. V'im toimar. The Ritva says, why does it have to be you stole it and shechted on Shabbos? Even if you stole it and shechted it on Shabbos, even if you stole it on Shabbos and shechted it during the week, the same halacha would apply. Says the Ritva, Kfar Tirtza Rashi Zal, Shim Tavach Bechoil, if you shechted it during the week, Harehu Ki'ilu Chazar V'Gonvoy Bechoil. If you shechted it during the week, you're going to be Chayiv Dalad Vehei. Ah, you're Pater on the Karen? No. You're right, I was Pater for the Karen for stealing it on Shabbos. But if I'm shechting it on Sunday, it's like, well, I went ahead and stole it again on Sunday. Now I'm chayiv for the Karen again. I tried to be chayiv for the Karen on Shabbos. But Kimle b'derabi ne patered me for stealing it on Shabbos. But by shechting it on Sunday, I'm now chayiv for the Karen, and then therefore I'm chayiv for the Dalet Vehei. Why? So long as I don't shecht it, b'shusa demari avakai. It's in the reshus of the owner. Says Ritzva Chiddush Naira. The reason why it has to be you stole it and you shechted it on Shabbos is because if you steal it and shecht on Shabbos, you're putter on the Karen for stealing, you're putter on the stealing of shechting, and therefore you're putter on the Knas of Dalet Vehei. But if you would have stole it on Shabbos and shechted it on Sunday, so even though for the stealing on Shabbos you're pater, but for the stealing on Sunday you're chayiv, and now I'm chayiv for the dalet vehei. And the Ritva brings the raya from the Gemara Baba Kama, the yafa kivein zalum is baran dvarav. He was mechavein well, and his words are clear. B'masha amru perak meruba, what we say in Baba Kama, b'man de gazal chavisa de chamra. If someone steals a barrel of wine, mechavrei, meikara shav yezuz, in the beginning it was worth a zuz, ulevesoiv shav yarba, and in the end it was worth four. One who stole a barrel from his friend, it originally was worth one zuz, and it went up to four. If it broke memela, then I pay one. That's what my obligation was from the time I stole it. Tavra, but if I break it, I shas or I drink it, mishalim arba, I pay four. Why? Because like I stole it again. Even though I stole it when it was worth one, but I didn't drink it yet. If I drink it when it goes up to four, I pay four. So we see that even though it's in the rishus of the ganav, but if he then breaks it and he makes it that it's impossible to return, you have a new hischayvus hagneva. So too here, if I would have stole it on Shabbos and shechted it on Sunday, then it's true I was pater for the Karen of stealing it on Shabbos, but now I'm chayv for the Karen of Sunday. Vehecha deme ikara shavi arba, if it was originally worth four, the v'soif shavi zuzah, then it was worth one. Meshalem kedeme ikara la'olam, I always pay four, even though I break it because I stole it before. V'hainu damrinon hacha, this is what the Gemara means here. Shim ha yagana me erv Shabbos utvacha b'Shabbos chayiv. If I would have stole it Friday and shechted Shabbos, I'm chayiv. Why don't we say I stole it on Shabbos? No, I don't say shechting it is stealing, because I already stole it. The kivan de begneva tvicha the hashta. We don't say the tvicha is the geneva and I should be pater. The kivan de beganva utvicha, since it was stolen, and on the shechting now, I'm not chayv the kimel rabin. I'm chayv agneva the chayl. I'm chayv for the original gneva. So again, the Ritva's kasha, the Rajba's kasha, is why does it have to be you stole it on Shabbos and shechted it on Shabbos? Even if I would have stolen it on Shabbos and shechted it on Sunday, I'm putter on the Gneva, so Mamela I should be putter on the Dalar Vehei. To which the Ritva answers, if I shecht it on Sunday, even though I already stole it, I'm stealing it now. So I would be chayiv for the Geneva of Sunday. So therefore, both the stealing and the Shechita had to be on Shabbos. That's the Ritva's answer.
So it's considered a second Geneva, or it takes the place of the Geneva on Shabbos?
It's the lashon of the Ritva is Harehu ki'ilu chazar veganvay bechayil. I stole it, but the original stealing I had no hischayvos, so it's like I stole it now. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Ritva's question. And he explains it a little bit further. But may haitai manira de meduktuk lishna de rabba gana vetavach b'shabas pata dem ein geneva ein tvicha umechira umayiriya tavach b'shabas afilu tavach lemachrasa b'chol pata de halakha chiyuv geneva. The kasha of the Ritva, why did you have to shecht it on Sunday, why did you have to shecht it on Shabbos? Why couldn't you shecht it on Sunday? V'lazen nireh, d'ilu tavchai b'chol. Ha'tvicha atzmai have a geneva tvicha. If I would have shecht it on Sunday, the shechting itself would have been a geneva. Da'af deka d'yesh loymar, even though you could say, kivan d'ganvay t'chila, even though you could say, since you stole it originally, ein lechayvay ala tvicha mishum geneva, the Ritva is bothered by Akasha. The after yesh lahakshos, kivan de ganvay tchila. I don't understand. I already stole it. Ein lechayvay ala tvicha mishum geneva. Dein goinav acher ganav chayev. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand. When he stole it on Shabbos, you're not mechayiv him. Why? Because you're not chayiv for Geneva on Shabbos. How could you be mechayiv him on Sunday for Geneva through Tvicha? If you steal from a ganav, you're a pater. So if you steal from a ganav, you're a pater. Why is it that if I steal from a ganav, I'm pater? But if I re-steal something that I already stole, I'm chayiv? I mean, the Rebbe Kiva Eger is asking, he doesn't understand. If the Shechita is Sunday, you're going to be chayiv for Geneva? How do you steal something that's already stolen? It was already stolen on Shabbos. So now you're going to be chayiv for shechting it on Sunday? It was already stolen on Shabbos. How could you be mechayiv him on Geneva? It was already stolen. You're stealing a stolen object. You're not. If I steal an object that a ganav stole, I'm pater. So why, if I steal something that I stole, am I chayiv? You ready for Rabbi Kivager's chiddush? You understand the question? The kasha we had on the Gemara is, why did he have to shecht it on Shabbos, even if he shechted it on Sunday? He's going to be pater, because you're already exempt on the Geneva. To which the Ritva and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, well, if I shecht it on Sunday, I'm now chayiv for the Geneva. But Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know, it was already stolen. So it's like stealing from a ganav. Well, if I steal from a ganav, I'm pater. So if I steal something I already stole, I already stole this item, how am I chayiv on Geneva? Ready for this? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, since the Geneva was Shabbos, v'loy kam b'rshusay l'shum chiyuv, and it did not enter my rishus for any obligation, I was putter on that Geneva because I was Chayv Misa. So it's like it wasn't stolen. I had no monetary obligation for that Geneva. Kamakon, Yishlam Arkivan da Geneva Haya Beshabbos, Veloy Kamber Shusa Shum Chiyav, the Kamlem Nami, Loy Nasa Ganev Bezeh. Umishamachi Betavach Bechal, Shapir Mikri Geneva. So if I shacht it during the week, it's called Geneva. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. What?
Lamik Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "How could it be right? Matzif Lamar Zutra, right? Mi Kamidi De Ilu Avit Ihu La Mechayev Avit Tzliach Mechayev." And the Gemara says, "No, really, there is a chiyev. It's just that Kam Leim Bidiramine takes away that chiyev. But Lachayri he is chayev." Rabbi Kiveger seems to be saying the opposite: that Kam Leim Bidiramine takes away that chiyev altogether.
Even though the Gemara says Alamid Gimel Amud Beis, how could it be that if I would do it, if he would do it himself, he's pater, and he does it for someone else, you're chayiv? If he does it himself, he's pater, and someone else does it, he's chayiv. So the Gemara says, really, he is chayiv. It just, kam lev dominate, paters him. Really, if I would shecht on Shabbos, I would have monetary obligation. It's just I'm exempt. But it sounds like but one kam leib bedramine exempts you. It exempts you fundamentally. So it just, you know, we see a number of important chidushim from Rabbi Kiveger. Number one, we see from Rabbi Kiveger that if Kamlei ben Ramani paters the Ganav from being Chayv on Oinsim, it's like he didn't make a Kinyan Geneva. Because Rabbi Kiveger is saying, right, he had a Kasha. If you steal from a Ganav, you're pater. So Rabbi Kiveger is trying to say, well, here I didn't steal from a Ganav, there was no Geneva. Why not? Man, who says there was no Geneva? There was a Geneva, it's just I wasn't Chayiv for Oinsim. No, it sounds like if I'm Pater on Oinsim, there's no Kinyan Geneva. But next question, who did I steal it from? Wasn't it in my Rishus? So I'm not stealing it mi Rishus Habal, I'm stealing it from my Rishus. You can't be Chayiv I steal from my Rishus. It must be, if I didn't make a Kinyan Geneva, it's still Brishus Habal. By the way, the Ritva seemed to have said that. The Ritva said, Kol kama deloy tavchai Brishusa demare havakai, the Ritva said. And then then you could still ask, but why don't I have a Ptura of Ganav min Aganav? No, it's not Ganav min Aganav if it's not in the Rishus of the first Ganav. Even though the Ganav took it, it's not in his Rishus, so then you're Pater. This is a very major Rabbi Kiveger, like Rabbi Asi is pointing out. The Gemara seemed to have said that Kamla Bidramine is just a reason why you don't have to pay, but it doesn't remove the Chiyuv fundamentally. But it seems like once it's a reason that you don't have to pay and you have no responsibility for Einsim, then it's like there's no Chiyuv Kinyan Geneva and I'm not going to Menaganav. The Geneva is happening now. It's like it didn't happen. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. So again, the basic kasha of the Gemara is why the Gemara have to say, the kasha, the Rajba, and the Rito, why the Gemara have to say he shechted it on Shabbos, why couldn't he shecht it on Sunday? No, if he shechted it on Sunday, the Ritva says, then there's a new Geneva. Just like if you steal something, it goes up in price, and you drink it, then you're going to have to pay the higher price because you did a new Maisa Geneva. Rabbi Kiveger says, but here, in this case, I'm stealing from a Ganav. I mean, the truth is, you could ask the same kasha on Baba Kama. I stole it when it was worth one. I ate it when it was worth four. Why should I pay four? Who exactly am I stealing it from when it went up to four? 1 second. Well, see, in that case, let's think for a moment. If I steal something at one and then it goes up to four and I eat it, so there's a nuchi of geneva. Why am I not gonav min aganav? It sounds like there's a nuchi of geneva. By the way, just to point out, why would Rabbi Kivager have to say that because of kamle b'drabimene, you never stole it? In the case of Baba Kama, there's no kamle b'drabimene. In the case of Baba Kama, the item was worth one. I ate it at four. I have to pay at four. The lashon of the Ritva is harehu ki'ilu chazar v'gonvay b'chayil. It's like I re-stole it. Why? I think the Ritva is not like Rabbi Kivager. Why wouldn't we ask on the Ritva, Ayur Goinev Menaganov? I think the Ritva is saying, the Kol Kam Doi Tavcha Bershusoi Demarei Havakai. Rabbi Kivager is saying that the Kimlei B'B'Derabimineh makes it that there's no Kinyan Geneva. He says, Kivan Hagneva Hayy B'Shabbos V'Lei Kam Bershusoi L'Shum Chiyuv L'Ei Nasa Ganav V'Zeh. So Rabbi Kivager is arguing on the Ritva. And now I see in this Chayveres, yes, definitely. In other words, Rabbi Kivager is saying a very big chiddush. Rabbi Kivager is bothered by Akasha. It's goinev min aganov. No, Rabbi Kivager says, you don't need, it's not going to be Menaganov. Why? Because Kimlei B'Drabimene makes it, I didn't steal it. Why does Rabbi Kivager need that? L'chayra, you see from Baba Kama, that when something is worth one, and then you break it at four, why am I chayiv? The Lashon of the Ritva, you're not going to be Menaganov. Why? Ki'ilu chazar v'gonvoy b'choyl. Even without Kimlei B'Derabimene. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'll let you think about that. This Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager, you see that it's not needed from the Gemara Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, if you steal something at one and you break it at four, you're chayiv four. But I'm goinev menaganov. I'm stealing it from myself. No, it's not cool stealing it from myself. Why? Because I could have returned it. Why don't we say the same thing here? If I would have shechted it on Sunday, it's a new geneva. Why? Because I could have returned it. Forget about Kimlei B'Derabimeneh. Meaning the Gemara Baba Kama is a major kasha on Rabbi Kivager. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'll let you think about that. Kol tov.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.